are here at the 2018 Sea Recovery Collections Academy in Bloomington, Minnesota, with Mr. Rob Fite from Telerock Systems. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. How
are you? Nice to meet you. You're going to be one of the closing presenters on tomorrow afternoon, and you're going to be talking about collections in 2025. Is this kind of like a what's it going to look like, you know, in 7 years? Is it that, or what can we expect from your talk?
What you're going to find is that there's a lot of technology changes coming forward and a lot more information coming forward.
Mm-hmm. And hang on a second, I got to make sure the mic is on.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We'll cut that out. So, go ahead. So, what can we expect for your presentation, Collections 2025?
So, over the next 8 to 10 years, mm-hmm. there'll be a lot of significant changes coming forward relative to the use of technology and information to drive more efficient, more effective collections. So, what you're going to see, thanks to mobile devices out
there. These guys.
You got it. Thanks in part to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks in part to regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, customer or consumer behavior is changing dramatically. Okay? And they talk about millennials and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But quite honestly, there's so many changes coming at once, this divergence. It's going to have a significant impact over the next 8 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way through it for a lot of organizations will be embracing and leveraging data and technology
mm-hmm.
to help drive more efficiency,
mm-hmm.
more effectiveness, more compliance.
Mm-hmm. So are credit unions getting this now, or is this something that they need to be thinking about? Should they be acting on it now, or what's the plan of action for this stuff?
I'm hoping that they're acting on it, but what you find a lot of organizations, historically the focus is always on marketing, originations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And collections is one of the last areas that gets to embrace or leverage technology.
Mm-hmm.
But with the way things are changing, you're going to see a lot of the roles in collections changing. You will no longer have collectors. You'll have payment concierge or payment advisors, if you will.
Very nice.
The regulations and the way that the world is going, it's advise me on what my options are, inform me and educate me,
mm-hmm.
and I'll handle it myself through self-serve portals, through texting, through these alternative channels that are coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
Just arm me with the right information and I'll take it from here. If you look at it from the perspective, my generation was what we call the DIY, do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that generation will still be here, but there's another generation coming forward called the DIFY, do it for me, or do it for you generation, if you will. And
okay.
The idea is I will do it. If I don't know how, will you take care of it for me?
Yeah.
Just like nobody's going to be taking care of cars anymore.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know, so the world is changing, and the next generation up doesn't care how these work. They don't care how cars work. They just, somebody else fix it, somebody else take care of it. But give me the information,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you what I want, and I need you to go back and take care of it for me.
Wow.
And you'll see that kind of behavior permeating throughout collections.
What does it mean for credit unions?
Well,
is that department going to be gone now, or I don't want to say gone. That's a pretty harsh term.
No.
I mean, it'll still be there, but
it'll all be there. It'll be different. Those that have the skills and the ability to adapt to changing technology are the ones that succeed, right? For instance, you may not be talking anymore over the phone. It'll all be your chat.
Mm-hmm.
Those that know how to leverage the chat channel
mm-hmm.
are the ones that succeed there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's going to be a world of what we call, it's no longer collections. It's all about payment management, payment advisory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those that adapt to that are the ones that will succeed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How times are changing, as they say. So what can we look for in the immediate time? I mean, obviously this is going to be a gradual change over the years.
That's right.
How can you, I don't want to say push credit unions to make this change, but how do you convince them? What's your message to them? Like, hey, you got to do this or else you're going to become a blockbuster.
Well, there's two levels to this. First of all, there is the organizations have to recognize that they're going to be challenged
mm-hmm.
here. Some don't. Some don't really think they have a collections problem. So it's out there. They
mm-hmm.
just don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to be caught with it.
Right.
But that means that they also have to deploy the technology. And like everything else, technology is an expense.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And so organizations that either need to start planning for this
mm-hmm.
technology change
mm-hmm.
and get ready to purchase it because it takes time,
mm-hmm.
or work through organizations like CU Recovery that have already invested in the technology.
Gotcha.
And you're going to see some of that where we're not going to go it alone. We're going to have to leverage the QSOs more.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see that happening a lot out there. The biggest things coming forward will be the multi-channel digital engagement. Mm-hmm. So a lot of folks have telephony already, mm-hmm. and you already leverage the mail. Mm-hmm. By the way, mail is dropping dramatically. Nobody wants mail. Okay. Matter of fact, nobody wants a phone call anymore. You better have been hit by a car if you're calling me. So the idea is text me, email me, and let's engage in that way. And then at some point when the trust is built, I'll communicate with you via phone. So the idea is that you better start embracing the digital channel for collections.
Have you heard anything? I know this might be on the extreme end, but have you heard anything like video calls, like a video Skype, video telephony, that type of stuff?
So there is some of that. That's more on the customer care side. Mm-hmm. When you get into collections, the debtor or the member wants that veil in front of them. Right?
Good point.
So he wants to be reminded, text me, I'll let you know, send me the material, I'll look at it via email. They still want this veil between you, if you will, because it is an awkward situation that nobody likes to deal with, right?
Right.
But so you still have that situation out there. But they just want to be armed with the information, and they want the convenience to deal with it, you know, what I would call a Burger King model. Have it your way.
Nice. Everything old is new again. Very cool. Any final words of wisdom here, Rob? I mean, look forward to your talk tomorrow, and I think a lot of people will, because they love the kind of the future. What's it going to look like in the future type stuff?
Right. I think the biggest thing is that you don't be afraid of technology.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the best thing I tell you is be ready to adapt. Those that can adapt are the ones that are going to have a really bright future in this world of payments and collections.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Great message to end on, Rob. Thank you so much.
Thank you.